Dragic driving on Bogdanović, kicks it out. Iguodala, corner three. Good. Miami is torching the Jazz defense. They have scored 54 points in the second half. We have 7 minutes left in the fourth. Donovan drives in the lane, weaves through, no good. Rudy jam follow. The Jazz are torching the Miami defense. They have scored 52 points in the second half, and we have 6:43 left.
It's Royce O'Neal. Here's your Jazz game rewind.
Hey, this is Andrew Sorensen, and welcome to your Jazz Game Rewind. Well, the Jazz headed to the East Coast for a four-game swing before the All-Star break. They opened it up in Miami, and unfortunately, they lose this one, 124-116. Now, although the Jazz lost by 8, the real story of this game is how back and forth it was. 14 lead changes, 10 ties, the longest run was only 9. This game was very close, something that the Jazz haven't had to face much lately, but when it came down to it, the Heat were a little bit too much. They were able to break down the Jazz defense. They shot 46% from behind the line, Jazz only 32%, and that, frankly, is the difference of this game. They focused on the Jazz three-point shooting and made it so they were uncomfortable and didn't have any clean open looks, and the Jazz ended 15 of 44 from behind the arc. Now, that being said, this game was very close, almost down to the wire. Let's send it down to David Locke and Ron Boone to hear just how the end of this game sounded.
Looks like maybe a zone again. 1-2-2, Clarkson penetrates it, flares it up to Ingles, rotates to Conley, quick decisions. Conley driving in the lane, off balance, floater, good. Mike Conley, two-point game, 98-96. As much as the Jazz, all those things are happening, remember, the Jazz scored 41 points in the third quarter. So the issue is, can the Jazz get some stops?
Well, Spoelstra can deal with, he can handle, I mean, he's not mad about shots that are made there by Conley. I mean, because the defense was still good.
Duncan Robinson, three angle left, swish. Came off a handoff from Adebayo, went the opposite direction to get free. Puts the Heat up by 5, Robinson's third three of the game. Right side Niang, ball fakes Robinson, drives, cross court Clarkson. Catch and shoot three, no good. Jordan is 3 of 14 and missed about 6 straight. Adebayo, one on one on Gobert, loses the dribble. Down on the ground, Ingles will get the steal. 101-96, Jazz down 5, 9:43 to play. Ingles driving, Dragic rips him, but a foul.
Yeah, there's no way that can't be a foul because Joe's going straight, and you can see that he has to go across Joe's body as Joe's going toward the basket. So there was contact with the arm of Joe's midsection. I know Dragic thought that, okay, he got the ball clean, but it was still contact with the arm.
Donovan driving to the basket, straight to the rim, lays it up and in. Donovan's got 26 on 10 of 19 shooting. That's your efficiency report tonight, brought to you by WCF Insurance, reminding you to be careful out there. Donovan Mitchell assists Joe Ingles. Jazz back within 3, 101-99. Dragic drives to the rim, scores over Gobert. Donovan got hit in the midsection, maybe below the belt, went down on that play. Ingles comes to the front court with a left-hand dribble, gets in the lane all the way to the rack, ladles it up and in. 103-100, nobody getting stops tonight. Both offenses with offensive ratings over 130. Adebayo will bring it to the front court, work off a Robinson pick, inverting the offense. Spoelstra says, go, 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 nobody's moving. Bam, still dribbling, up top to Dragic. He works off a left-hand dribble, in the lane, high floater, no good, rebound Niang. Jazz get a stop, now they look to run. You can't run if you don't get stops. Cross-court Ingles, they close nicely. Ingles now working the dribble. Ingles with a left hand, finds Rudy on the roll, hard to the rim, Adebayo knocks it away. Niang picks it up, shot clock's at 10. Clarkson comes to get it. Clarkson trying to get free. He has Adebayo on a switch, who's a good defender. He's stopped him twice already tonight. Clarkson with a tough, contested, step back three, swish!
There's no question Miami is figuring things out after a great outing in the bubble and making it to that championship round versus the Lakers. They had a rough start to the season. They had some COVID issues, but they are definitely figuring things out and turning into a threat in the East. Now looking at the numbers, Donovan Mitchell led all Jazz scorers with 30 points. He would add 6 boards and 3 assists. Rudy Gobert, yet another double-double, 15 points, 12 rebounds. Jordan Clarkson and Ingles led all bench scorers, both with 13 points, but Clarkson, 3 of 12 from behind the arc. He struggled tonight, and that was one of the downfalls of the Jazz. The Jazz don't have long to dwell on this loss. They take on the Orlando Magic tomorrow night. Now, if you're wanting any more information on this game or any game, you can always head on over to utahjazz.com/lockedonjazz for game notes, player sound, coaches sound, and anything in between. Don't forget, that's utahjazz.com/lockedonjazz. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of your Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Andrew Sorensen. Thank you for listening, and go Jazz.